Now, your host, Michael Cohen, with a Capital City Recap on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to the Capital City Recap. Rich Hurl here with you on this Valentine's Day, filling in for the vacationing Michael Cohen. James Platy producing the program this evening. Let's go out to the phone line and joining us, our final guest of the evening, Charlie Owens. He is the Michigan State Director for the National Federation of Independent Business. Hi, Charlie. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks.
All right. Good to have you with us. We appreciate you joining us this evening. Some interesting figures coming out from the Tax Foundation based in Washington, D.C., in which it says that Michigan's overall tax ranking has improved from 18th to 12th in the nation. Now, that's really good. However, the business tax ranking, this is an amazing jump. I mean, this is almost literally from worst to first, 49th to 7th in the country. Charlie, how did that happen?
Well, what a lot of people have to realize is that for years we were ranked 49th or 50th in the Tax Foundation survey based on our primary business tax, which has been up until recently the single business tax and then the Michigan business tax and, of course, the improvement, which is the corporate income tax. And the SBT, or single business tax, was a value-added tax, a VAT tax. We were one of, I think, the only state that had one. And then everyone said, well, it can't get any worse, but it did. Then we swapped out the single business tax for the Michigan business tax, which was even worse because it was a dual tax. It had a gross receipts component and it had a net income component. And again, just a terrible tax. So by getting rid of that and replacing it with a corporate income tax, which is a little more standard, a little more comparable to other states, at a very competitive rate, we shot right up to the top of the chart. So that's a great improvement for our state, and it's great news.
Yeah, definitely. And in the press release that was released to us, you directly credited Governor Snyder and, of course, Michigan's House and Senate leadership for the change. And yeah, I hear a lot of times the critics of the Snyder administration saying the governor's not doing enough to create jobs. You know, they've had their complaints about the governor in his first year of office. I mean, does this report shoot down basically what the critics are saying about that?
Well, this report does, and then there's a lot of other things. In addition to that, we were front-page news on the New York Times last week about chronicling the comeback of the state from a number of metrics, including unemployment, and of course, then this ranking wasn't even included in that story. So, you know, from the day that Governor Snyder stepped into office, those who were not supportive of his candidacy all said, okay, where are the jobs? Where are the jobs? You know, he was supposed to create those within 15 minutes of taking office, even though the previous administration was unable to do that for near a decade, the previous administration, and frankly, even the end of the administration before that. So, I mean, that obviously was ludicrous to expect immediate turnaround. But again, that turnaround has taken place in almost a year when you look at the metrics now, both with the job numbers, of course, with the Tax Foundation study and with some of the others. That's pretty considerable. I mean, that's pretty amazing.
And you mentioned in your press release as well that small businesses are feeling good about Michigan's future for the first time in a long time. What was the mindset of most businesses, let's say, a year ago?
Well, you know, it's been a tough time in Michigan for everybody, not just business owners, but taxpayers and everyone else. There's been a malaise. There's been a recession. I mean, we've had a tough time here. So for the first time, when we start talking to our members in local meetings and other things, we are hearing optimism. We are hearing a positive outlook. Now, one of the challenges we have kind of a dichotomy here, though. Our survey data on the national level shows that small business is still tending to be a little bit, the optimism is going up, but it's not a lot. There's still a lot of uncertainty out there at the national level. So we have this oddity where Michigan is actually doing very well from the standpoint of a lot of these metrics, and the optimism is here, but nationally, Not so much. And even Michigan's optimistic outlook on the part of a lot of small businesses is tempered by uncertainty at the national level. And, you know, I think Washington, D.C. should do a little less talking and a little more listening and looking at what some of the states have done, like Michigan. I think if D.C. would have done some of the things we've done here, then the nation could be enjoying some of this good news, not just Michigan.
What exactly should Washington be doing that they are not doing?
Well, they're actually doing the opposite of what we are. At a time, you know, of course, now we're in a different situation. We can't print money. We have to balance a budget. Now, in the past, we would balance a budget, but there would be one-time fixes. There was a lot of accounting gimmicks. So I think for the first time, the Snyder administration has balanced the budget structurally, which means it's a true balanced budget. It's not balanced with one-time money. It's not balanced with a lot of tricks in the bookkeeping. It is a true balanced budget. And unfortunately, we don't have that situation at the federal level. We have a deficit that's out of control. We do not have a balanced budget. If we had that at the federal level, that certainly would remove a lot of anxiety and uncertainty. The Snyder administration has taken a look at regulations and trying to examine which ones are really necessary and which ones are overkill and are actually a drag on our economy. At the same time, Washington, D.C. is increasing regulations. The Obama administration, what they can't get done through Congress because of the Republican House of Representatives, they seem content to try and do it through their executive power, through agencies. We have a National Labor Relations Board that's trying to implement card check legislation by de facto that's requiring posters being posted. They have exceeded their authority. We're actually in court with them. We have a health care program that's in court. We're also in court with the feds on that as well. Great deal of uncertainty there. So it seems like they're doing the opposite of everything we've done here, and the results pretty much tell the story. Michigan is doing better in getting back on track, and nationally, not so much.
Charlie Owens, Michigan State Director for the National Federation of Independent Business. Charlie, thanks so much for joining us this evening.
It was my pleasure. Thank you.
And we'll be back.